Listener discretion is advised. 3, 2, 1, go! Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Fat Mike is our guest tonight from NoFX.
I don't feel so well, Adam.
You're fat.
Drew, please. It's right in the title. What's the matter, Mike?
We played three nights, and we abused ourselves for three nights in a row.
Yeah.
And so, tonight's the night off.
I got in from Vegas about 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
So,
did you win?
I'm right with you. I did no gambling.
You had no time to, did you?
Hey, well, you know, you can always
find
time.
Well, you were busy in the strip clubs. Yeah, of course. You know, you had so many hours you had to dedicate to those clubs.
That's kind of unexcusable, though.
Well, you know what it is? I'll tell you why I don't gamble. It's because I'm cursed. I've looked at this and thought about this many a time, which is your odds are slightly less than 50-50, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you play blackjack like a professional plays blackjack, you're still 2 or 3% under whatever the house odds are. So, therefore, you must look at yourself as having something special.
Right.
Some sort of cosmic thing, some great magnet, something that is going to bring you.
Some ability.
I know from my life so far, I'm cursed. I'm not even even.
Oh, yes. I'm with you.
But, you know, we don't gamble to make money. We gamble for fun.
Oh, well, then I go to the strip club.
Well, there you go.
I gamble. I play... Well, it's not blackjack, but it involves crabs.
As I heard somebody
say, we don't use, we don't use chips.
So it's
crabs.
It's not crabs at this.
Crabs, it's called.
It's crabs. Oh, it's a new game.
Crabs.
Strip clubs, yes.
Yeah. And
There's the don't come line still
crabs
there.
Crabs
still there, right?
Crabs are one of my favorite sexually transmitted diseases to get, actually.
It's
really simple. It's not a big deal.
And there's no other diseases where it's sort of like you're getting a pet more than you are a lesion. Do you know what I mean? If you really break it down and think about it?
Yeah.
But here's, it dawned on me. We're playing in this, golf tournament where we tried to figure out how much beer we could drink in the course of, 4 hours out in the sun. And I had two putts, and there were, I don't know why I had two chances at the same putt, but it was a long putt. It was, 15, 16 feet away from the hole. Mm. And I hit the first one perfectly, and it just kind of lipped out, just caught the lip and spun out. And they said, well, try again. And I hit the second one perfectly, and it hit the other side and lip and put it one out. And I looked around, and I said, that's why I don't gamble. Neither one of those goddamn balls went down. Neither one. Couldn't just drop one. Not one. Nope. That's why I don't gamble. Where were we now?
Golf.
Punks. Oh, yeah. Yeah, punks. Mike. Mike is...
I broke 80 the other day.
Really?
Yes, I did.
On an 18-hole course?
Absolutely.
Wow.
76.
Drew, you don't know much about golf,
nothing.
But that is damn solid. Damn solid.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, that's because we didn't drink beer all day.
No, but I would suck anyway. I just drink the beer so I can have an
blame,
excuse.
Yes.
Yeah. Thinking about getting into heroin, actually. Wow, that is damn good golf.
Thanks. It was a good time.
Jesus, yeah, people, I don't know if people realize, but just getting anywhere in the 80s means you're a fairly solid golfer.
Well, if you're going to be in a rock and roller as a career, you pretty much have to play golf or be a drug addict.
Right.
It's a choice.
Right.
Because
you only work
an hour a day,
and
you have all day off in a weird city.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Right.
Drink all day or golf?
The devil makes work for idle hands, as they say. NoFX is out on tour right now with
Rancid.
Oh, Rancid, yeah. Who I haven't heard from for a little while, but I really like them, and I'm glad they're out making money. You guys have a CD out together?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
We each covered 6 of each other's songs.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a good idea.
It was Tim's idea from Rancid, and we didn't tell each other what songs. And none of us heard it until the record was done.
And you could pick from any song that was ever on any CD from Rancid or maybe even not on any CD.
Right.
That's cool.
It was a lot of fun.
And that's...
And we're really different sounding bands, which is why it was really fun, too.
Well, we're going to hear something off of... are we going to hear something off your new CD, the one that's coming out May 21st? Do we have that one?
Yeah, that one, too. I think we're playing the Rancid one first. We have a 46 song CD coming out.
Playing Electricity.
Jesus Christ.
Electricity.
All right. Drew?
Electricity.
Yeah.
Lima, 18. Lima?
I don't know. L-I-M-A?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Adam?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My question is, do really women have orgasm while they're having sex?
Do they really? Or is that just some sort of myth?
Excuse me?
Are you asking, is that a for real?
Yeah, no.
Is that a real possibility?
I mean, it doesn't happen with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen to most women your age.
Okay.
It doesn't happen to some women ever.
Yeah.
Do you have orgasms at all?
No, I have orgasm while I masturbate, but I don't have orgasm while I'm having sex.
You got to masturbate while you're having sex.
Right.
How about
that's a good start.
No, I masturbate not while I'm... I can't concentrate when I'm having sex.
How about oral sex?
I don't know. I did not have one, even with oral sex.
Yeah, we're... I know you're calling from Minnesota.
Yeah,
I'm guessing you're probably
Lebanon.
Cold.
From Lebanon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were thinking North American Indian.
Lebanon has got to be one of the worst orgasm countries in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to rank the countries in terms of orgasms. Lebanon's got to be in the bottom
10%. They don't do clitorectomies there, right?
No.
Okay.
No, they outlawed that in 1984.
Oh, that's good.
But as she said, I was convinced we'd have a North American Indian there.
Really?
Didn't it sound that kind of...
No.
You with your... Perfect.
No, I wasn't picking.
I detected a Texas accent there.
Yeah. Hey, Lima. Lima.
Yeah.
What is it?
Lima.
Lima.
See, Lima, you got to play with the lima bean. You got to play with the bean, Lima.
So Lima, at 18, typically women do not have orgasm very easily.
Why? Why is that?
That actually probably is more your biology than anything else.
Oh.
And it takes a while. And, with time and with sort of increasing understanding of one another, this will sort of work itself out. But you may never have sex during intercourse. That may never happen.
You may
never have sex during intercourse?
Orgasming intercourse. I beg your pardon.
True. Are you high, buddy?
Oh, man, dude.
You're out of it, man.
Okay.
All right, Lima. Lima.
And about the clitoris.
Right.
About the G spot.
Yeah.
I've learned all these things from you guys.
Yeah. Thank
all
you.
All the meanings in English. Yeah. I've learned them because I don't speak English. My native language.
Your English sounds terrific.
Yeah. Are you staying in this country?
Better than Adam.
Yeah, I'm staying here for 4 years. I've been in the U.S. for the first time. Around 4 months.
All right, and then so you're going to live here though, full time.
Yeah.
All right, babe.
I was listening to your show every day.
Thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, good time, Sarah. And don't worry, that orgasm will come as soon as you get your sort of American wings, as it is.
Did you ever think you'd be teaching English as a second language? You?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm a. Oh, I'm such a horrible student. I couldn't even handle Spanish. Yeah. Yeah, they're speaking a little American Indian, but...
Diane?
Yes.
What's up?
You're 23. What's up?
I had a baby about 9 months ago, and since then I have lost a lot of the sensitivity out of my skin.
Hmm.
And a lot of decreased, just sex hasn't been very good.
Have you started menstruating normally?
Yes.
And you're breastfeeding still?
No, we gave the baby up for adoption.
Did you have a rash or anything after delivery?
No, I had a C-section.
Are you on any medication right now?
Just the pill.
Is that new for you?
No.
Same pill as always?
Yes.
Why did you give the baby up for adoption?
We just weren't in a position to be raising kids.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Should she be calling this show?
No, but, ironically, the people who give their kids up for adoption because they don't believe that they're in a position to raise the kids are the ones I want to raise the kid. Like it's some kind of crazy Wizard of Oz type ending where now you get the kid back because you gave the kid up. That means you're worthy, responsible, and sober enough to raise a kid. So go get that kid back.
But, of course, it doesn't work like that.
How much did you get for him?
we will be having kids as soon as we get in a better position.
That's good.
All right, good. So what's the deal? She lost her...
I don't know what that is. It's, you know, a number of things occur to me, none of which are sort of specific.
Is there anything that I can take to try and get it back?
Well, you need a diagnosis. We don't know what's going on here. So you need to get back and have somebody look at you. Maybe it's something related to the hormonal shifts of pregnancy or even the weight shifts or the fluid shifts. So it just needs to be looked at to make sure there's not something unusual going on.
Maybe she used more lube or Viagra. A lot of girls say they like Viagra.
No, she can't feel her skin.
Or all over your body.
All over her skin. The skin is numb.
Especially kind of like, mostly it's the sexual areas. It's my breasts and I have...
Well, if that's the case, then those are hormonal shifts.
Okay.
And what pill are you taking?
Orthonovum 777.
Okay, usually those tricyclic pills work, but get back to a gynecologist, talk to him about maybe changing the pill type, all right?
Okay.
All right. All that stuff sounds like some kind of an experimental aircraft.
Ortho 777?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound
Boeing pill-ish. 777?
That's not a pharmaceutical that I've experimented with, actually.
That Ortho Novum 777?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's no Quaalude.
What's the street value?
Well, it's hard to tell because people step on it a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They put that baby laxative in there.
Right.
Drew, why do they use baby laxative when they step on drugs, or is that just one of those urban myths?
Inert, you know, it's mannitol, nothing.
So it looks good. It's got the right properties in it.
Taste.
It doesn't screw with anything. Okay. But when they say step on, they don't physically step on it.
Well, if it's using the 777 there, they might have to step on it.
I
see.
It
comes around.
Oh, really?
Discs.
So. Oh, yeah. Step on the whole case?
Right.
Lisa?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell Fat Mike I was at the show last night, and I thought it was really good.
Thanks.
And I just, you know, was wondering how you guys like went about choosing what Rancid songs you wanted to cover.
Oh, we just listened to the records and just chose ones that... where the bass lines weren't too hard.
Okay.
We had a good time doing it.
Yeah, well, you guys are a great band. You and Rancid are still my favorite band. So.
Oh, thanks. That's very nice of you.
It was a great show. I
was on my best behavior because my mom was there last night.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And I wasn't telling her I was coming on this show because I don't want her, you know, telling details about, you know.
Right.
But she found out.
Oh.
So she's listening.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I thought you behaved better last night than you did when I've seen you in the past. So.
Oh.
All right, well, Mom's listening, so let's not screw it up, all right? Lisa, please. It was an average night. As a matter of fact, he was a little bit off his game. He was a little bit out of control
last
night.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
All right, have you seen him do anything weird in the past that his mom could enjoy listening to?
No, I'm probably not seen anything, but he said, you know.
Right, but he never urinated on an amp or anything like that?
No.
I got diagnosed. I did get diagnosed with hemorrhoids in New York, though.
Really?
About a month ago. That was a bummer.
Good times.
Yeah, that's bad times. I've yet to have a hemorrhoid, by the way.
But you had that fistula.
Carbuncle, please. How dare you? How dare you turn my carbuncle into fistula? But my buddy Ray had me convinced it was a hemorrhoid, so I rubbed Preparation H on it. And if anyone knows what what was that? It was on my ass. I mean, like a boil, almost.
Yeah.
You know, like a zit?
A giant one.
Picture a giant zit that just hurts more than anything. I mean, I couldn't walk because it was scraping my other cheek. And my buddy Ray was convincing me that I had to push it back in.
Oh.
Because the hemorrhoid, he said, the hemorrhoids pop out. Uh-huh. I didn't have insurance. I couldn't see a doctor. Uh-huh. Rub some Preparation H on it and shove it back in there.
That's what our guitar player's mom told me.
Oh, my God.
Just shove it right back in there.
And did you do it?
My God.
No, I went right to the doctor because all I knew was my ass hurt a lot.
Did he shove it back in?
No, but he inspected the area, which was, you know, not too pleasant.
Right.
And he just said, you got one. It's coming out a little bit. No big deal. So now I use Tucks.
Yeah.
They're great. Baby wipes.
Out.
Yeah. No problem. No problem.
Same buddy Ray wiped his face with Tucks, thinking it was a Stridex pad. Once that was
that
was pretty
really
funny.
Screw up the pad thing. How about Jimmy and his Mr. Clean action?
Jimmy was wiping his ass with my partner Jimmy. Okay. Well, this is the problem. There's too many products that look alike. Like if you look at
bucket.
A Stridex pad and you look at a Tucks pad and you're high. There's no difference between those two. And so you're wiping your face, ironically, with the thing that goes on your ass or vice versa. But there are these like moist towelettes that
baby wipes.
They're like baby wipes. Yeah, baby wipes, yeah. Some people keep them in the bathroom and use them on their ass. But then there's also product that's made by like Mr. Clean and Pine Sol, which is a wipe to wipe around the counter and to wipe the mirror after you're done taking a shower or whatever. Well, again, well, they come.
You brought them with them. That's
wow. Nice.
I have the pocket edition of the Tux.
Do not leave home without them.
That's right, because you never know. You know.
Yeah.
Get stuck in a McDonald's bathroom, but you know, we don't support that evil multinational corporation. But if you're ever in there.
Right. Going number two.
Then you get
there you go. And I'll tell you, when that falls out of your wallet, the ladies know you mean business. Yeah. They see that. That's like
very,
it's no different than
stimulating.
No different than seeing a Rolex on a guy.
That's right.
For the ladies, they see that tux fall out of the wallet. Oh yeah.
One of our guitar players had a yeast infection, so he had some yeast infection cream, and he had some in his bathroom, and he had some girls over in his room, and it was right
they
there, and they all saw that. So
another turn on.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So Jimmy had been wiping his ass with these Pine Sol Mr. Clean counter cleanup things for like a week before he finally blew up at his wife that his ass was on fire. He goes, who makes these things? He can't take it anymore. You leave something around in a bathroom and a guy will eventually wipe his ass with it. That's all. I think that's what we've concluded. All right. Where are we here? Rebecca? 19?
Yeah.
Let's see. Rebecca?
Hello?
What's up?
Okay. I'm 19 years old, and I tend to date. I've always done this. I've always tended to date guys that were fairly older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why, I tend to be attracted to them, you know? And it's like in the back of my mind, I know it's wrong, and I shouldn't be dating.
How much older?
The oldest, I would say I was 18, he was 30. But he didn't look 30. I know that doesn't help.
Well, it's not that it's bad. It's that it's just we worry about the guy, who the guy is that would be sort of going for this. You
right.
Know, when you're 30 and look at a 30-year-old that dates an 18-year-old, you think, oh, my God.
Right.
My dad is 29. He married my mom. She was 19. That's 10 years. It's not terrible. It's not 75, you know?
And it's not, and you're
we
adult.
All know about the 75-year-old guy.
Well, and you're an adult now. You're 19. You're not 15.
Right.
And that's a big, big difference.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been.
All right. So we're not appalled at your lifestyle.
Ask her the appropriate question. Where is your...
You ever use Tux?
Huh? Excuse me?
Don't ever try to push a carbuncle back in. It is.
But you can push the hemorrhoid back in.
That's what I hear, yeah. Your dad, did he leave? Did he cut out when you were young?
No, my dad's still in my life.
You have a good relationship with him?
Yeah, I have a good relationship with him. Our relationship basically consists of him replacing love with money, but I do love him, you know?
That's not so bad.
And so when did this sort of drift apart, you and his relationship? Did you ever have a good relationship, a real relationship with him?
Always busy with work.
Hey, Rebecca, stop making excuses. Just did you not have a loving connected? Yeah.
No.
Okay, so you missed that, and this looks sounds like you're looking for that. Did you have something decent with your mom at least?
Yes, I'm very close with my mother.
All right, so maybe you'll sort of get this out of your system eventually when you realize these guys are sort of not what you think they are.
You don't sound wildly effed up, Rebecca.
No, it's not like I'm having sex. You know, I am still a virgin, and I'm not about to go sleep with any of these.
Well, this is a whole new crazy thing now.
You're fat.
Well, maybe you are effed up.
Yeah, let's not overdo it, baby. Jesus Christ, I wish my a-hole dad would have replaced love with money just once. Just one goddamn time so I could have got a Schwinn instead of a Huffy.
I would just replace it with something.
That's right.
Anything.
Yes, that's right. Gym socks. Yes, fill in the blank with something, you old a-hole. How could he not replace love with money? I'm going to do that with my kids.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Let's face it, though. Your kids hate you anyway, right? You buy them a bunch of stuff, they hate you. You don't buy them anything, they hate you. They just hate you,
thank
right?
Thank God we've not gotten to that phase yet.
But they kind of have to pretend like they like you.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the job.
Yeah. Secretly, they're plotting your demise, Drew.
Your
kids. Yeah.
They're just beginning those kinds of thoughts, I think.
The three of them are going to get on each other's shoulders and put a big, long overcoat on, a big duster, and show up at the door. So they think it's a 8-foot-tall man and snuff you out. I miss that joke, by the way. The two short guys or the kids on each other's shoulders with a long trench coat.
The Scooby-Doo movie will resurrect that.
It's going to bring that back?
I bet you.
I think Robert Blake did that when he in the Little Rascals.
Yeah. It was
Wasn't Mickey one of the kids doing that?
It was a fair amount of Little Rascal humor with the stacking of the shoulders. Yeah, somehow that went the way of the Larry Tate Make Mine a Double and the Quicksand and all the other stuff I miss from television. What do you want to do? You want to take a break? One more call.
Right.
One more call.
Right.
What do you say? Yeah. And we got to hear a song. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to do. Mike's lovely wife, Erin, is going to come in here and help us out with some of these calls, too. James?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Exactly. Well, recently I've been charged with grand larceny.
Mm-hmm.
I stole around $50,000 from Best Buy.
50?
Yeah.
How?
It's kind of complicated. What we did was, it was with three other of my friends. I was able to get some receipt paper, like a whole roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then I basically...
All right, I believe you. So now what?
Okay, yeah, so... What happened?
All nerds.
That is a good buy, though.
No. Listen, what we did was we created our own font, and we made our own receipt, and we made like $2,000 on one receipt, and then we just fill up a cart and walk out.
Yeah. You're like one of those evil nerd geniuses, right?
Uh-huh. I don't know about that. I don't want to be evil anymore, so.
All right.
End
so
of that.
You got
to smoke pot.
You got busted.
No, I don't.
Oh.
You got to smoke weed, though, right?
Well... I kind of can't. My parents are real strict. You know, I'm not sure. We're like Muslims. Yeah, they're really strict about that kind of stuff.
You're Muslim?
Yeah.
Wow. What's Allah got to say about the larceny?
My parents are busting me up my chops on that.
Oh, yeah?
No, not all right.
That's our one Muslim caller. They're aggressive folks. James?
Well, you're good.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I pray five times a day. So.
Do you?
Yeah.
And which way is Mecca? Is that toward the east?
I'm in Richmond, Virginia, so it's northeast.
Northeast?
Yeah. If I was in L.A., it'd be northwest.
How do they know where Mecca is all the time?
Well,
do they have some sort of Mecca compass?
We use a compass. Well, if you're, let's say in Richmond, like I said,
right.
We know it's northeast from where we are, so we just use a compass.
I see.
In L.A., it's a given, you know.
Right.
Place. Northwest.
Okay. And what do you do? You get down, put the carpet down, get down on the knees?
Oh, there's this, it's like a little, you know what the Quran is, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're split up into different chapters.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
I'm getting bored again.
Yeah.
Two chapters from each one.
All right.
When you stand up.
Oh, good times. Good times. Amy, all right.
It takes 2 minutes. So
okay. All right. Stay busy, and then it doesn't take too much time. I cut time out of your pot smoking and stealing.
I was going to say.
Right. It's nice. You get the praying over with, then it's back to smoking weed and stealing.
No, all right.
Leave the weed part out. Well,
leave the weed part out?
Yeah.
How long have you been leaving the weed part out?
Well, I never did it.
Oh, please.
I swear to God.
Really? All right. Well, hashish or whatever it is.
So what's your actual question? Because now we know you took a bunch of money.
Yeah, well, my parents are basically continually reminding me about what I did.
Right.
And they keep on saying, now you can't go to college and stuff like that.
Why are you not in some sort of incarceration?
Yeah, I'd like to see you in jail.
Yeah.
Why?
All right, just...
I'm going to give back half the stuff.
Good.
Well, as long as you're at 50%.
See, the detectives only know around $10,000 worth of what we took, so we're just going to give that back to Best Buy.
I think after this show, they'll probably know more.
Yeah.
They don't know who James... That's not my name, so...
All right, well, anyway, so...
My parents keep on yelling at me and telling me, reminding me, and I'm getting stressed out all the time, and they won't let me go out.
How long's it been?
It's been 2 weeks now, 2.5 weeks.
All right, you have to.
The reality is, he should be in jail.
What's the matter with parents today? You know, he only stole from Best Buy.
But the parents are rescuing him from jail,
and they keep bugging him about it. Why can't they leave the kid alone?
Yeah,
it's teenage years. You know, trying to have a good time.
Jesus
no, not
Christ.
The
If I got busted stealing a handful of nickels from the ashtray, my parents wouldn't have let me forget about it.
I stole beef jerky once, and I got in big trouble for that $1.99 beef jerky.
Yeah. All right. James got a nice young sociopath thing going for himself.
Big time. He's like, no remorse. What are they bugging me about?
Yeah.
No contrition. It's amazing.
Now, what do you pray for? The next time I won't get busted? Is that what he's praying for?
I think he focuses on home audio for the most part and some video
stuff. A better
stuff.
System?
Yeah, and possibly a new hookah pipe because we wore out the last one. All right, let's take a break. Fat Mike is here from NoFX, and we're going to bring his lovely wife in here, Erin, and we're going to hear some songs, and we're going to make fun of more people from distant lands after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Fat Mike is here from NoFX, and his lovely wife, Erin, is here as well. She's going to chime in and give us the little
Give us some sex questions, because, you know, we're sex people. We like sex.
You
married 10 years, and they say there's this romantic phase, 6 months to a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But we never, we're having just as fun as we always had.
Really?
Yeah.
We're good at it. I like to do things I'm good at.
Oh, you're good at sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is nice to do things you're good at, but I never think of sex that way.
Oh.
Although I'm not that good at it, really.
That's why you don't think of it that way.
Yeah. You're right. On that.
We don't need the questions about the grand larceny.
Right.
We don't know about that kind of stuff.
All right, well, let's talk to... is this Sandy going to work over here?
I'm just saying, screeners, you hear what he asked for, guys.
You want some sex, Carol? Sandy?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yep.
What's up?
My question actually isn't a sex one, sorry.
All right.
It's about a relationship. I've never been a jealous person, never. But I'm in a long-distance relationship, and I find myself being very jealous.
How long have you been in the relationship?
Almost 2 years.
And how long has it been long-distance?
A year.
Where is he?
Virginia.
And you're in Hawaii?
Yep.
What?
How much? You can't have a good relationship like that. It's pretty much impossible.
Why the separation?
Yeah,
why did one of you go somewhere?
We're both military.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's bound to happen. And is he giving you any cause to be jealous?
Not really.
Are you
to be cynical, but not actually done anything?
Or are you just seeing how your male peers behave?
Yeah.
Seems to be around a bunch of guys behaving the way they do.
Well, military people really aren't the brightest, though,
Yeah.
No,
probably the most sexist.
Yeah.
But you see how guys...
And they have all these, what happens on Westpac stays on Westpac, and temporarily divorce yourself when you go away. And
right. So you see all these guys behaving in a way that you now expect your boyfriend to be behaving. Right?
Yeah.
What branch is he in? The Navy?
Tailhook.
The Navy. I'm Army.
Mm. Do you guys fight once a year when they have the big football game?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Sandy.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can give you an answer. I mean, can you get some time together? Is this going to go on for years?
No, it's 2 more months or 3, actually almost 3 more months.
Oh, all right.
You're going to make it.
You got it out.
I'm worried that it's built into our whole relationship. Like, I've become this jealous person, and I hate being like that.
Mm.
And I know it's my insecurity, and I know I need to do something, but I don't know how to fix that.
Mm. Yeah, the things you can do to focus on activities or sort of endeavors that are meaningful to you that help you feel good about yourself. In other words, if you focused more on succeeding in certain areas of your career, something that you really give you some sense of nourishment of yourself,
killing,
you're not just pining.
Killing
for
foreigners
guy.
Is what you
whatever,
really
whatever
focus
she's
on.
That's what she seems to be into.
What do you do in the Army?
I repair medical equipment.
I knew it.
You could tell.
It's a violent job.
Yeah.
We got a plasma bag with a hole in it, Sandy. We need it patched.
We need some tape now.
All right, baby. Listen, I agree. Here's the problem. All right. Drew brings up a good point, and this is very rare.
Yeah.
People get caught up in other people, and then they become obsessed with other people, and they become focused on other people, and then they start leading the other person's life, essentially. I mean, we've all been guilty of this at one time or another with ex-girlfriends, boyfriends, or what have you. And the best remedy for that is just to focus on yourself, start excelling in whatever you're doing, and your stock goes up, and you kind of forget about the other person a little bit. And there's nothing you can do when you're just focused on the other person anyway. It's not like you can somehow change the outcome of the relationship by putting all your attention onto them.
Right.
So that, I do agree with you, but he's going to see her in a few months, right?
I think they're going to make it.
All right. Let's talk to Scott. Scott?
Hey.
What's up?
Got a question for Mike here.
Here
okay.
he is.
Okay.
Mike.
Hmm.
You're my idol, man.
Oh, that's
You're no facts.
Huh?
You're no facts.
Thanks.
Anyways, I want to know how exactly can you you handle NoFX playing bass in the Gimme Gimmes and owning Fat Records?
How do I handle it?
Yeah.
Well, I only tour 2 or 3 months a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all we can handle. So I'm home a lot, so it's pretty easy.
When's your next tour with the Gimmes?
I don't know. Nothing planned.
No?
We had a good Hawaii tour a couple years ago. We may do that again.
Yeah,
five shows in Hawaii.
Wow.
10 days.
Mm.
Good tour.
I saw you at the Warp last year.
Oh, yeah. Right. They're going to be at the Warp this year, by the way.
I'm so loving the answer about how you handle Fat Records. Hi.
Oh, right. My wife actually runs Fat Records.
Yeah.
Well, he said it was no problem for him. he was honest enough.
It's not a problem at all.
Yes. My lovely and talented wife runs Fat Records.
That's great, honey. Thanks.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, everyone in here, Arizona, we love you, man.
Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Am I bad?
A little bit bad.
I'm bad.
Yeah. In trouble later.
Good trouble?
Good trouble.
Angela?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Yeah, actually, my boyfriend smokes a lot of weed, and he has been quite a bit lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there's any way I could possibly try and get him in the MA.
Is that what he wants to do?
Yes and no. I mean, it's kind of like a half-half thing. I mean, he's trying to quit smoking cigarettes, but...
He wants to do it because you're kicking his ass about it, or he wants to do
no,
it
No, I'm not kicking it. I mean, I've been going out with him for almost a year, and, I mean, I don't really kick his ass for it because I'm around a lot of people that do it anyway, and I don't know. It's just I mean, my mom's starting to rag me about it because I'm starting to come home smelling like it, and... What was it last night? She thought I was all stoned about it. And I don't do it personally, but I was all tired and starting to get on me.
Angela, you know, Angela, she's got that kind of speaking canes where she takes a big breath. And then she shotguns out like 350 words and then takes the big sucks the air up like kids do.
Yeah.
I miss that, actually. I like that. She's like, Angela's like...
She'd be a free diver, you know?
Yeah. She'd probably go 300-400 feet. My mom's kind of smelling at the bottom of the other day. She went in my head about it, and I want to get him in.
You know, I like to point out that pot smokers, I just don't care for them. I think, you know, drugs are fine, but, man, they get lazy.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything.
Yeah, and they do a lot of lame brain things that they will not blame on the weed, which I would be blaming on the weed if I smoked a lot of weed, but they don't want to admit it's the weed because they don't want you to
they
tell
get grumpy,
them to stop.
Big right. mood swings.
That's a great example of right. that.
Irritable, forgetful.
Sex life down, no down. Sex drive.
How old is this guy, Angela?
He'll be 19 next month.
Nope. You're 16, right?
I'll be 17 by the end of summer, so...
By the end of summer. 6 months. 17. That's good.
All right.
It's not that big of a deal.
You'll be 20 in, 3.5 years?
At the end of the summer?
Let's keep going.
Don't tell the guy to quit smoking pot. Have him smoke pot a couple times a week, and I bet you'll be much happier.
I did some calculations. Menopause is going to set in about 39 years for you, Angela. Okay, look.
And,
I don't trust this guy.
He doesn't sound like he really is interested in getting better. And if he's not highly motivated, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, you can say you're going to leave him. If he doesn't, then he may be willing to accept that. That's about all you can do.
Well, what are you, in the 10th grade?
Yeah.
And dating a guy who was supposed to have graduated last year?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
There he is.
Is that him? Is that Prince Charming?
No, it's my dad. I gotta go.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Now we know why she's attracted to Prince Charming.
Or, Sir Walter Raleigh with a bong.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Listen, you guys don't have kids, right?
No.
I'll tell you. When one thing I've learned from this show, besides I should hate all people, and that's all I've learned so far, actually.
You already did.
I came in with a certain amount of disdain, but now it's all been confirmed. But if you're a dad and you screw with your daughter, there will be payback time. I don't mean sexually screw with. I just mean ignore or domineer or beat up a little physically, emotionally.
She'll get back to you?
Yes. She will be, you know, the extreme end of it is I'm doing porn. There'll be that. That sort of payback. But the sort of lighter versions dating the hooligan.
I'm bisexual, announcing at Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
That one.
My buddies, my boyfriend's incarcerated, but he sent me some sperm, and I'm going to get pregnant.
And I love him.
And I love him. All I'm saying is you can screw with your son as a dad or as a mom, and there's a chance there won't be any repercussions. But if you screw with your daughter, there will be payback time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be all the stuff as a male. It'll be your greatest nightmare stuff. Like I said, as a male, your greatest nightmare is having a daughter and having her doing bachelor parties. Right? Isn't that your greatest fear as a male?
You know, we just started talking about having kids, and now I'm having second thoughts because you just said that.
That's good.
Yeah, but see, you'll be a good father.
Because of those concerns.
Yes, and she won't be doing bachelor parties. She'll be doing, like, wet T-shirt stuff and spring break activities, but not bachelor parties.
Kelly Osbourne-type stuff.
Okay, look.
Right.
Listen, with this next call, if it is for real, is somebody that you asked for a sex call, so you got one.
All right, here we go.
And if it's for real, it's somebody's really got some... We got to do some talking here. So,
oh, really?
Let's take that and let's hear what it is and then go to break. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. I mean, I'll put my screeners up against any talk show in the land.
I'm ready for a challenge.
In terms of detecting bogosity.
I want a challenge here.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's hear the question.
They have a very
unbelievable story.
Very fine filter with hula hoops.
Well, you know, that's why I'm here. Okay,
right,
not to exploit my band, but because I was a human sexuality minor.
Here you go.
And I'm trying to express my sex therapist.
Here's your chance, Anthony.
And me.
Anthony.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Caller who goes by Anthony.
He got scared.
True, does anything ever work on this show ever? Does it ever?
Nothing.
Didn't you know the second you set that call up that there would be no payoff because you jinxed it by talking about it?
Yeah, by trying to make good radio?
I'll tell you,
Why do you yell me to make good radio then?
Well,
I don't want to try.
Once in a while we try to act like a goddamn radio show and do something like sell a call before we go to break or talk about something or set something up. And it always just snaps us right in the balls. It's like a wet towel, right in the nuts.
The question was,
never works.
He had sex with like inanimate objects, animals, men, women, all kinds of, and he didn't understand why.
All right.
Dead people, yes.
All right.
Oh, well, that's kind of unbelievable.
Fat Mike is here from NoFX. So is his lovely wife, Erin. We will, she sits around the house all day and eats bonbons while Mike spins plates. He's got the record label. He's got the bands going. He's all over the place. She has a little lap dog that she pets, and she has those big furry slippers.
Like us.
Yeah. And a quilted eye shade because she doesn't like the sun. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. We are here tonight with Fat Mike from NoFX and his lovely wife, Erin, and we're going to get back and take some of these calls, sex calls. JC?
Yes. What's going on, guys?
You're 24. What's up?
My girlfriend's 3 months pregnant, and she doesn't want to have sex with me.
Right. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Bitch.
And what about... does she give you oral sex?
Not even that, man.
Is she vomiting all the time?
No, not really.
I understand, not all the time, but is she nauseated and having morning sickness and feeling crappy all the time and fatigued?
You know what? It's more at night than in the morning.
All right. Well, when are you around her?
Huh?
When are you around her and awake?
Right now, I'm just driving home from work. So I'll be home in a couple minutes.
So he doesn't get what I'm getting at here.
No. Mm-mm. But who could not have sex with JC? I mean, I'm heterosexual, and I'm becoming around.
Oh, wow.
I'm becoming moistened. I'm lubricating.
JC, she is ill. She has the ultimate sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Tell me about it, huh?
Yeah, and during that first trimester, women feel like awful, and libido can very often shut down completely.
But you know, how hard is it to give a 2-minute blowjob anyway?
That's what I say.
Unless sometimes they gag and vomit all the time, and the slightest little thing, they can't even brush their teeth because they vomit very easily. And so if she's in sort of that mode, particularly at night when he's coming home and pounding on her for this stuff, then no.
Well, ask her, do you not want to give me a blowjob because you're nauseous or just because you're lazy?
You know what? I really don't ask for that. I don't know why. I just
he doesn't want that.
Okay, here's the female point of view here.
Here's the thing. I have this argument with my girlfriends all the time. Even if I'm not in the mood, you know what? Sex is still good. You can get into the mood. So it's not that hard to make the guy happy. And I always have this argument because when guys go out and cheat because they're not getting it home, you know what? It's just as much your...
Ooh.
Sorry. It's just as much your fault as the guy's because it's not that hard. If
that's
you love the guy,
more your fault,
you want
more
to be
so.
Satisfied,
all your fault. Forget about percentage.
Not that big of a deal.
Keep going.
Listen,
it goes both ways. You got to make each other happy. It's your responsibility as a man and a woman to make your mate happy.
Well, I mean, Aaron, and I've said this many
you
times.
Have said this.
And Drew is such a pussover here.
What I've said is that men and women take different things to make men and women happy, and men need to have a greater understanding of what makes women happy. But I agree with Aaron completely with what she's saying.
Oh, shut up. You argue with me all the time.
I argue with you because when you say it, it sounds like crap.
Well, here's what I'm saying. We have evolved as a society to never, you know, if a woman says no, it's no. If she doesn't want it, she's not in the mood. You don't ask again. And my thing is you spend your whole life doing S you don't want to do. Every day, you do a handful of stuff you don't want to do. You also do a handful of stuff you don't want to do for the relationship.
I don't want to clean my clothes up
off
the floor, you know?
Right, you do it.
She says she wants it. Okay, I'll clean her up.
Every day, you do something for the relationship that you don't really want to do. And also, I agree with Aaron that sexually, sometimes you just need a kickstart.
Exactly. Once you get in there, even if you're not in the mood, once you're in it, it's good.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And if you love somebody, it should make you happy to make them feel good, even if you're not necessarily in the mood. So
yes, and I would say to all guys whose wives are never in the mood, try to figure out why they're not into pleasing you, by the way. Don't put it all on them, because oftentimes it's payback time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't even know what it is. It's just women close down sexually when the guy... Yeah. Yeah, I'd say... I think what kind of tool it would be, like an orbital sander.
your favorite orbital sander. That was one of your favorite tools.
Could be a biscuit joiner, a plate joiner.
I meant they withhold to get something they want.
Oh, I see.
They use it as a tool.
Right, yes. No, I know what you meant. Jenna?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up?
I wanted to ask a question about when I exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I've been exercising... basically since I was about 16. This has never happened. It just started to happen recently. Like, if I'm really start to strain when I'm lifting my upper body, I kind of get this funny feeling in my vagina, and it feels good for a minute, and then it feels really irritating, like after you have an orgasm and you touch it down there.
Yeah.
It's real sensitive to the point where I have to stop. And I kind of start to feel a little upset in my stomach, too. So I was just wondering what that could be.
I think you should only exercise for a minute.
Yeah. So it seems to be the point where you take a turn for the worse. What kind of exercise with your upper body?
Right. What is the action?
Like dips or something?
No. Usually it starts like on my third set of either like arm curls or when I'm working the front part of my chest and shoulders.
Hmm.
Should probably stop at two sets.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, because we do talk to women who have orgasms and stuff when they're working out.
Yeah, but usually they're working their abdomen at that point.
Well, hold on a second there, Jenna, because we got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll try to get to the bottom of your vagina when we come back. Although, I just had this thought when I thought of dips, and then I thought of guys who do dips and chin-ups, and I just thought... I don't like guys who can lift their own body weight too easily. I always hate those guys. You know the guys at the park that do like 35 chin-ups, and then it's right into the dips? You know that gymnastic guy, the real lightweight guys with the big arms?
Yeah.
Why is it I always hate their personality?
Hmm.
I don't like muscles at all.
They're into mountain climbing. Oh, you got the right man.
I know. Just not interested, don't like them.
Oh, you don't like cars, you don't like muscles. I guess you don't like muscle cars.
No. Nope.
But you just like sex and running the business out of the house.
Yeah, that's it.
You got a sister?
Out of the house.
Huh? One, she's married.
Four kids.
There you go.
How old are the kids?
10.
No. I thought you were going to say like 15.
Nah.
Unacceptable.
All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fat Mike is here along with his lovely wife, Erin. Fat Mike, as you know, is from NoFX, and it's back to the phone.
I'm having a very nice time here, but this is
are you?
It's a good time.
Shocking.
It's enjoyable, right? Yeah, because
I haven't been on radio in 7 years.
Can you believe that?
We figured that out.
Well, at least seven, because I've been here about seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this show's not bad because
nobody's listening.
Yeah, no one listens. It's not really like doing radio. It's more like, it's like as if we all sat around and had a conversation. We just had to talk into these mics. And occasionally some bonehead from the outside chimes in and screws with our vibe. You know what I mean? I try to eliminate these people like, wait a minute.
When does the show start again?
What just happened here?
Go ahead. Let's see if that's somebody.
Hello?
Anybody there?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Jenna.
Okay, this is Jenna again, who, I think you pushed the button twice, who gets the funny feeling down under.
Yeah.
Right.
What is the exercise? It's the chest, bicep exercise you're doing?
Right. And
shoulders?
Yeah, and it never happens like when I do my legs, and it just started to happen within like the last maybe month.
Have you been doing more abdominal or central muscular work, stabilizing work?
No, not really.
Well, it doesn't feel like an orgasm. It feels uncomfortable.
It sort of feels like an orgasm to start out, and, like, I'm cool with that. But then it gets really, like, sensitive and irritating.
All right. And you started any medication lately?
No, I don't even take Tylenol or anything like that.
Birth control pill, nothing?
No.
How do you feel about lesbians in the gym, in the locker room? Does that freak you out at all?
No.
No.
I'm cool with it.
Any chance you're pregnant?
No.
I don't know what you should
do. We're all stumped.
Any urinary symptoms? Like a urine infection, anything like that?
No, not really. That's, you know, I'm kind of stumped too.
So is it the straining that does it, you think?
I don't know if it's that. So I thought that it might be, so I returned to the regular weight, you know, that I had lifted previous, and it's still almost like on the second rep or second set, about the ninth rep is when it starts every time.
Are you trying to get really pumped up?
No, not really. I'm just...
Because my wife did that for a while, and she got a little crazy there.
Oh, you got afraid of me.
Yeah, yeah. She did one of those muscle things with her arms back
totally,
and I was
buff.
Like...
And he was like, okay, you're going to have to stop that right now because you're freaking me out.
Yeah. Oh, you were working out again?
Yeah,
like
I was.
Personal trainers? So.
Yeah, I got over it.
Good. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it doesn't work on chicks. It barely works on guys. No man should be more muscular than me. That's what I've decided.
Well, that was the problem, is I was stronger than him. And that was what was freaking you out.
Which is, you know, good during sex, but when you're
right,
cooking or something.
You know the thing I find most disappointing about exercise, and one of the reasons I know there's no God, is I was talking about this, and Drew, I think we've discussed this, but I don't know if we ever really talked about it on the air. But I was looking at my friend the Wheeze the other day. Mm-hmm. The Wheeze is he's a little smurf of a guy. I used to call him Bins.
Blue.
Yeah, he's a little Jewish kid. He's a nice guy. I like to keep a couple Jewish friends around.
So he's Jewish and bluish.
People think I'm cool.
Smurf.
And he's a cute little guy. You've seen the Wheeze, have you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The Wheeze is basically, life has consisted of smoking tons of weed and watching a lot of cable TV.
In fact, Wheeze came up to me and said, you know, Drew, did you know that Adam used to be the quiet kid? He was just like this quiet, nice kid. We don't know what happened.
Yeah.
He's saving all his material for now.
Yeah. Well, what was I supposed to do? I was swinging a hammer for a living.
What are you talking about?
No, I was paying him.
That's right.
He only came out when the money came out.
I guess so.
That's right.
Adam, no. He was quiet. He kept himself. You have no idea.
The Wheeze, basically, I've never seen sweat come off the Wheeze, which is one of the reasons I hate him. He was my roommate, and he doesn't even own a pair of tennis shoes. He doesn't even, even Mike plays golf. He doesn't even play golf. I've never seen him intentionally exercise.
Right, never seen his heart rate over 75.
Yeah, I've seen him strain a little when he was trying to break a rusty nut loose on a carburetor or something, but I've never actually seen the guy put on a pair of shorts and a pair of tennis shoes. I've never seen him do a push-up. He's never worked out in his entire life, and I've known him since he was 17. I, on the other hand, started playing Pop Warner football when I was 8. It was like dragging truck tires around, tied around my waist, doing like 2-a-day practices out in the sun in North Hollywood and pushing sleds. and then doing like weight training and all that stuff. And then I got into kickboxing. Then I got into boxing. I've done 10 million push-ups. I've jumped the rope 70 billion revolutions. And you want to know what?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. We're getting somewhere.
Okay,
when the Wheeze takes his shirt off and stands next to me, I don't look any better. Not an ounce. Nothing. I look
so
exactly the same as
you.
That's
stop.
My point. This is what is the message? What's the message?
John Daly. Right?
Yeah.
John Daly.
Yes, the world's fattest golfer.
And the longest driver.
And he's an alcoholic.
Yeah. And besides his haircut, he's a great dude.
But I'm saying...
He's the crowd pleaser.
Why even bother? Yes, I agree. I agree with the
But we're not really helping
this fat.
This poor woman with her...
We're done with her. I just want to know why the Wheeze, who's done nothing but smoke weed and watch porn his entire life, looks the same as I do when he takes his shirt off.
Metabolism.
Is that fair? Is that right?
Not at all.
It's not that I look that bad or he looks that good or anything like that. It's just you couldn't really tell.
But you probably have more
different.
Money than him, huh?
Yeah.
You're all right.
Yeah, that's true.
There you have it.
Maybe there is a God. Hey, Aaron. Not this Aaron, but this Aaron.
Hey, what's up?
Caller Aaron, you're 25.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
hey,
up?
You, Adam, Mike, Aaron, how you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Actually, I was just calling because I was wondering. I'm 25, and I am, this is my second time being pregnant, and I was just wondering, talking to Aaron, because she was saying, I didn't really get the full gist of it, but she was saying that something about the last caller when she was pregnant, and, you know, she didn't have any, you know, libido or no sex drive, and so that was going to, you know, kind of, she has to go out of her way to, you know, please the man, you know, even though she's not feeling good or she, you know, since she's pregnant and everything like that. And so I was just asking, you know, so since she's pregnant and, you know, she's not feeling good, does she still have to go out of her way to try and please the man who she's carrying her baby for?
I don't think it's out of the way. I think that marriage is a give and take and everything's a compromise. And I think that if you're really in love with somebody, that it should make you feel good to make the other person happy. At the same time, you're feeling good. I don't think it's out of the way. I just think that,
The man should be making you happy, too. You know, giving you a massage, you're doing all kinds of stuff for you. You have to do stuff for each other.
Aaron, Aaron, caller Aaron.
Caller Aaron, yeah.
Yeah, wife Aaron told me during the break that she believes the man should be able to give the woman anal while she's delivering the baby. And that is...
we're going to try that.
That is not out of the question. That's part of pleasing the man.
Oh, okay. No, because I'm...
If you're going to video it, you might as well have your pants down and really get up in tight.
No, because, I mean, I was just saying, because when Drew, you know, was asking him, you know, because when I was, like, going through, like, my first trimester of my pregnancy, I mean, I was just throwing up constantly, and I
think
this guy, you know...
Well, listen, caller Aaron,
I think
Aaron was speaking, our in-studio Aaron was speaking generally.
He gave her it reminded her of a topic.
He was not speaking to women who are in their first trimester and suffering from morning
That's
sickness.
True.
She was saying, in general, a lot of women... you know, get off of sex, and if you have no conditions like pregnancy or cancer or something like that that's stopping you, sometimes you just got to kick yourself in the ass and climb back on that horse.
That is what I was saying, but also if the guy's not giving you what you need in other areas of your life, then I can totally understand why you're not into sex. It's like, I'm saying if everything else is good.
See, that's the piece that gets missed the most, though, because guys don't even understand what you're asking for. When you say
maybe
everywhere else.
You sort of have to talk slow and clearly.
You have to be explicit.
For guys, there's no...
Be very direct.
There's no connection between the rest of the relationship
and sex.
They're not going to read between the lines. You just have to spell it out. Here's what I need from you.
We don't think very hard.
Even that will probably have to be said 10 different ways before we really get it.
And if they give it to you, then you go, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Let's have a question for a couple. They feel like newlyweds. 10 years. 10 years they've been going. Nesto?
Yeah.
You're 21. What's up?
First of all, I want to say, Mike, Aaron, you guys are doing a great service to everyone with SAT. It's amazing. You guys have a ton of great bands.
Thanks a lot, dude. That's nice of you.
Thank you.
I love every band on there. You guys are great.
Really? You like Goober Patrol?
I have no idea who they are. Lagwagon, I want that new CD. You guys need to pump that out faster. Anyways, I want to know about this love story.
The love story?
Yeah, you and Aaron.
Our love story?
The love story.
Wow.
Well,
I thought you were talking about the Ryan O'Neill movie.
No. Your love story. What's up with that? Come on.
Oh, we got married about 10 years ago.
Where did you guys meet?
Met in college. San Francisco State.
Yeah, he was a really crusty, dirty punk rocker, and I had no interest whatsoever. And then his personality won me over.
Wow. You're swell.
That is beautiful. Why is it that all women explain that they were not attracted to their guys?
Well, look at me, dude.
That's true. Yeah.
But I wasn't really attracted to her either.
No, that's true.
Check this out. We got married 9 years ago. She's lost 30 pounds since we've been married. What's up with that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's true.
Because I used to date a lot of fat girls.
Right.
Just because I don't really care.
Right.
Body types, you know. It's all about who's, you know, cool.
Well, and, it's also about volume. I mean, you know.
When you're on top of a girl and you can't touch the bed, it's,
right.
You know, it's pretty cool. But anyway, so she lost all this weight, which is pretty cool, you know,
but
I don't care either way.
Yeah, I love the fact that you two don't care about anything. I'd like to join your commune where we just sit around and we don't care. It's like
join. God's sake, you'd be the mascot.
Yeah,
I
could really be the I don't care mascot. And I wouldn't need an outfit. Just be me in a towel with some slippers and an erection. My mascot, my I don't care mascot outfit. Yeah.
Well, but it's funny because that's the real difference between men and women, right? Is guys don't care and women care.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't care. I mean, I pee in the sink, you know?
But I pick really my battles. Do. I figure out, like, when I really have to care. And the other
Oh.
Did it again.
You know what? You are a big potty mouth.
I'm so sorry.
All right. Obviously, she doesn't care about using profanity on the radio show either.
She doesn't care. Who cares?
Right.
This show is naughty and might make you a potty mouth.
Yeah, well, too late for that. Mary?
Oh, man. Hello?
You're 27?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
When I was younger, I had a pretty extensive experimentation with drugs and really had kind of done it all, seen it all, done it all. And in the past few years, I actually hooked up again with my high school sweetheart, and he's always been straight-edged and never done anything. And we're planning on getting married, and we're just really concerned about raising children, you know, in a good way. We've kind of had really crappy childhoods, so we're really very focused on giving our kids a good childhood.
Mm.
And so my concern is just how honest should I be with our kids about my past?
All right. Are you an addict?
No, I never thought I was. Right, I've been totally clean for
all right, listen,
years.
If you're not an addict and you're not in recovery, then there's absolutely no reason that you should need to tell your kids anything. In fact, anything you do tell your kids will be issuing them a license to start their experimentation right there where you left off.
You know what? I kind of disagree because
see, that's the thing. My fiance totally believes that. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying I don't say you lie to your kids. You don't lie to your kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they ask me.
If they ask, you don't answer. That's it. Just that's not open for discussion.
You can punch him in the stomach and walk away, right?
I mean, not answer. I mean, I want to be like.
Now listen, hold on. Your kids aren't going to give you the third degree about your drug.
No, I was like that.
Oh, would you shut up? Jesus Christ!
I was like that as a kid. I always asked my mom like everything that she ever did, and
well, what were you asking her? At age 10, what did you ask her?
It was during my own drug experimentation. Like when I was.
And what did she tell you she did?
Well, how old were you when you started experimenting with drugs?
Yeah, she did tell. I was, I don't know, maybe 16.
All right, and what did you do with that information?
The fact that she had done drugs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I
Well,
thought,
what
I
I'll tell you what adolescents do with it. What they say is it's hypocritical for you to not allow me. This is what they always
All right, but listen, Drew, you ever get the proper answer that's going to help your cause, and what did you do with that information? She went on to do drugs.
But that's not going to help your cause. My mom smoked pot when I was a kid, and she told me, when you want to try pot, come to me and try it. And I actually didn't even try it until I was like 19.
Really?
And she not just smoked all the time, but occasionally she did.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way to raise kids, is to be honest with them.
But, Mike, be fair. You've said you've done every drug and do it regularly. And if somebody...
I don't do every drug regularly.
You said that. You said that at the beginning of the show. You said you did a lot of drugs. And if a parent doesn't want a kid doing that...
No.
There is evidence that is not the way to do it.
No. I did not even... I don't really like pot. And I did some pharmaceuticals when I was like 28. I started taking those. You know, I already
LSD
did tons.
50 times in 2 years.
It's true. Please, Mike's waiting.
I did acid once, and I didn't try that until I was 21.
Okay. Sorry.
So, I mean, I did not. All my friends in high school were doing drugs, and I was the only one not doing it.
Yeah.
And I felt it's because my, you know, my parents were honest with me about drugs.
Also,
when I turned into an adult, then I decided, hey, I want to start trying some of this stuff.
Yeah, like my mom smoked weed. As a matter of fact, I decided to do everything my parents didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom smoked weed. She had a pot plant.
Mm.
She smoked it in front of me and all that. I never really cared about it that much. I mean, you don't want to do what your mom did.
That's true.
But I do. But I also agree that this part about you as a parent being when your kids' peers is BS, too. I mean, you should be honest with your kid. You should be open with your kid. But you don't have to answer questions about how many partners was mommy with before she settled down with daddy.
Shut up, Mary.
I've got an ass full of her. Look, baby, this kid is going to be 15 before she starts asking questions. No, that gives you a good 16 years from now.
More importantly, if you had traumatic childhoods, both of you, and you really want to make a difference in how you form attachments to your children, you have to get treatment.
Yes.
Or else you will act out inadvertently a lot of the stuff that's left over from the unresolved traumas.
Yes. I don't. I really don't think you're under any obligation to answer your kids' probing questions, but you are under an obligation to set an example.
That's right.
For your kids by the way you live.
And I don't think my mom, I ever told my mom I took acids, and she's listening, so.
Oh, really?
Bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, an old pharmaceutical thing, yeah.
Well, you know, I really don't think
value,
you lie, though.
Vicodin.
Never lie. Ever.
I don't think lying is helpful.
No. You never lie to your kids, ever.
What do you mean? Oh,
ever.
Shut up. We
don't,
lie all the time.
Do not
That's fine.
Ever lie.
What do you mean?
You pay a price for that.
What about Santa?
When they ask you.
What about
When they ask
Santa.
You, is he real?
Yes.
You tell
Santa.
Them the truth.
No.
What about
Hanukkah
Harry?
When they're five?
Hanukkah Harry.
If they ask, you say, are you really want to know?
What about Kwanzaa Lamar?
And most of them will say, no, I don't want to know. they want to believe
in Oh, shut up, Drew. Are you high? What do you mean? You never lie to the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny left you a present. Oh, the Tooth Fairy.
And if they ask, is it real, you answer honestly.
Please.
You never lie in response to a question.
Okay, well, then answer the kid's drug question. You tell him the kilo of coke
don't
you did
lie.
In the 80s.
You don't have to answer it.
All right.
But don't lie.
Sure, go write a book. You're so full of crap. That's all nonsense. Listen, I'll tell you. I'll handle the kids.
Well, the reality is the overwhelming data supports what I'm saying. Overwhelming.
No, not overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
No. No, listen.
You
want
to quote something different?
No, because I know about your data. You spin it, they can spin it any way they want to spin it.
No.
Well, look, if you have a parent, here's how the data works. If you have a parent who has a history of drug use, then their kid is probably going to be much more likely to do drugs just based on genes and the genetic hand that is dealt to them.
If a parent is an addict. And an addict in recovery should be discussing what they did.
Yes.
And the child should be participating in the recovery from the
history of
addiction.
Listen, if the kid of the ex-addict said, or the person that had an alcohol problem or whatever said, did you smoke pot, Mommy? And Mommy just looked at him and didn't answer and walked out of the room, the kid would smoke pot just as much as if
she
said he did.
No data for that.
Please.
Nope, that's not true.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, I know, but you only have the data. You only have the data for what they're going for.
Listen.
Please. Drew, you know you're full of crap.
No.
You guys said data a lot just now.
That's good.
The mama. Look, you know the kid is going to smoke pot. They don't have the other side of the coin. They don't have the other group. Do you know what I mean? For the people who didn't say anything.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
go
do.
Go produce it.
I will.
This is nonsense.
If you'd like to have it, I've got it in my car, in fact. I'll bring some.
Go get it.
Right.
Go get it. Just like your last data that turned out to be world stats, that not the United States. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. All right, we're going to take a little break, and Drew's going to get the data.
Well, I'm going to see what I've got.
Let
me see what I have.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. There it is. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fat Mike is here from NoFX along with his lovely wife, Erin. Together, they don't care about anything.
I care. In fact, I just started. Have you guys read? By the way, I have a question for you. Have you read that new book, Stupid White Men, by Michael Moore?
No, I don't read.
It's
I don't believe in it.
It's
believe
an incredible
it,
book.
I believe it poisons the mind.
Did you like it?
I didn't read it.
I like Michael Moore, and I love like Roger and Me. And I generally like the guy, but he goes a little too far with it. He kind of reminds me of, like, when we had Chumbawamba in here.
They go too far. Oh, I met him the other day, and I've really never been so nervous to meet anyone.
Oh, really? You met Michael Moore?
Went to a book signing. He gave a speech and stuff. It was pretty great.
I am with him on a lot of his stuff, but a lot of that sort of everybody employs more than 100 people is the man, and you know these companies are horrible, and the unions are always right. I don't know.
He's got a couple of things.
He's got a few points, and then some of it is like a little take. I think there should be a little more gray area.
It's true, but everyone should read that stupid white man book, at least the first two chapters.
Yeah.
It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, he's funny. There's no doubt about it. And TV Nation, I think the show we used to do was a real good show.
Really good, yeah.
Enjoyed that. All right, Drew is looking up some data there. Yeah. That's all right. He's going to be preoccupied for...
The only thing I have for you is Jay McGraw says the exact same thing I do.
Jay McGraw.
No, I got that out anyway.
Please. His dad's on Oprah, so that makes him a genius.
Well, but they try to back up what they put in their books.
What, does he just drive around with this stuff in his car all the time?
I just have stuff in my car, and I just grab some stuff out.
That's nice. A doctor who researches stuff.
Right. Calling all nerds. Yeah. He's reading Jay McGraw's book. All right. Where the hell are we? Andrea?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, well, I'm a pretty promiscuous young lady,
mm-hmm.
and the problem that I'm having is that I've never reached orgasm, and I was wondering if it was like physically or mentally, because the thing is like my best friends and some of them have like shared the same guys I've been with,
yeah.
and they've had orgasms with these guys.
Mm-hmm. It sort of strikes the ear strangely when you hear somebody promiscuous but no orgasm. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
why bother?
Well, she keeps trying new dudes. She's waiting for the guy to give her one.
Exactly, and I'm like, okay, well, is there something wrong with me, or is it like, you know...
Did you get your own? Did you give them to yourself?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same penis, but maybe it's not as inspired.
Why can't you just play with yourself while you're having sex?
Well, because I was like, I don't know these...
See, check it out. My wife and I, we have the position we call the favorite position, right?
Okay.
When I'm laying on my back, and she's laying on top of me on her back.
Right.
That's when I'm lazy and I don't feel like working so hard for an orgasm.
Right.
Me and my old lady have
so she can, touch herself,
and we can
screw, and it works out real good.
Right.
They also have this really cool sex toy. It's like shaped like a butterfly, and you strap it around, and it vibrates, and it sits right on your clitoris,
mm-hmm.
and you can have sex while you're with this thing on, and mm-hmm. it's great. Like, for when you're lazy, you don't really want to work for it.
Well, I'm going to make sure Mike's mom got this. What's her name, Eunice? Are you listening? Now close your eyes and picture.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, have fun at Thanksgiving over there. She's going to have a couple of cocktails and lay into you. You know, here's how it turns into. It turns into this, like, could you pass a salad for me? Why don't you use your butterfly? Same one you used to destroy my son.
No, it's more like, why don't you just give me a grandchild with all those sex toys you're playing with all the time?
Yeah, if you didn't have so much invested in batteries, you can afford a crib.
Well, you know, after a while, she says I broke it on purpose.
You did.
The butterfly?
No, jealous. I didn't make it because he was like, jealous of the toy.
No. Well, she, I mean, she used it kind of a lot, but
yeah,
I broke it on purpose.
No, I know. The car just backed over. You didn't have the emergency brake set. I know, it was an accident. All right, wait a minute. Where are we? Drew, please. Look during the commercial for that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Who were you? Oh, Andrea. Hold on. Now I'm confused.
Let's go to the kid who
met
four times a day.
Andrea. Okay. Now, listen, baby. I know. Look, you're just blooming at a different rate.
Okay.
This happens all the time. Okay?
Okay.
And it'll remain to be seen whether a male can give you an orgasm through intercourse or not. There's no guarantees.
Well, can I just ask? Wait, how old is she?
20.
Yeah, because you know what? It took me a while before just... regular intercourse or different positions without any interaction from myself before that happened. It took a while.
We call it the big girl orgasm.
The big girl orgasm.
Yeah.
You gotta try different positions.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't hit the right spot all the time. You just have to sort of be comfortable with somebody enough to say...
Because she'll say, look, no hands. It's the big girl position.
But what you need to do, Andrea, is not get so hung up on it.
Okay.
Because it becomes bigger than the both of you. You and your clitoris, all right?
All righty, thank you.
All right, just relax.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Well.
Good times.
All right, good times. Yeah, good times. Enjoy. All right, Tony?
Yes.
You're 29?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering, how much is it to masturbate? How
it's about $10.
How much is too much to masturbate?
Oh, how much is too much?
Yeah, basically.
Well, you're 29?
Yeah, and I first started masturbating when I was like maybe 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's kind of young.
Yeah. Hold on, though. Did something come out of you?
Mm. Yes. Actually, the first time I did it, it stunk. I mean, sorry.
You there?
All right. Boy, I'd really love to...
My top record is 5 times in a day.
And oh, really?
That's when I was sick and I was in high school.
Well, I would bet that we're gonna see a history of some sort of trauma here.
With Tony?
Yeah, for sure.
But 29, you know, that's old.
Yeah. Yeah. Anderson doesn't want to talk to Tony because he used the MF word. But by those standards, we'd have to toss Aaron out of here.
I know.
Yeah, so what's it going to be? They're both gone or are they both still?
We don't want to be hypocrites here.
All right, let me talk.
I love you, baby, but you're going to have to go.
Let me talk to Tony one more time. He only got half the MF around. Or watch your mouth, please, Tony.
Sorry, Joe.
You are an asshole.
Okay. Now, yes, so you masturbate how many times a day?
On a good day, 4 times.
Okay.
So a bad day is less?
Well, on a bad day, I mean, when I wake up and then in the middle of the day, and then when I go to bed.
All right, so... You're a hat tricker. That's fine.
Maybe he's really bored. What are you doing during the day?
Working.
All right. Where do you work?
Construction.
Construction?
Yeah.
So all those construction workers are kind of getting you horny, are they?
Well, no, not really.
What do you do?
Huh?
What do you do? Drywall?
Ironwork.
Ironwork.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad times.
Like freeway passes and stuff like that?
Yeah, that sucks.
There you go.
All right, so...
So was there a trauma history at some point?
Honestly, no trauma whatsoever sexually.
I'm not saying this.
My family, as far as alcoholism is concerned, yes. Drug addicts, yes. But honestly, right. Nothing like that.
Tony, that's trauma.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Whether did they physically assault you or abuse you?
No. But when I was a kid, I played doctor one too many times. I can say.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's sexual abuse with other children.
Even though I'm a child?
Yes. One of those kids must have been abused by an adult, and that's what made it extra sexual, and that's where you learn that from.
It's abuse if two kids are playing with each other?
Not playing with each other. It was when it becomes...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, that, Mike.
No, I bet you it became overtly sexual at some point.
I'm pretty into sex, without a doubt.
Look, when that first happened, the kid that you first did that with, that kid had been monkeyed with by an adult.
I never agree with that.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Does this count if I was a... an overweight kid when I was young and trying to prove myself growing up?
No.
No?
Oh, come on. Give him, shave off a few points for weight.
Yeah.
Give him the weight deduction.
But again...
Honestly, it did in high school years.
Well, all right, let's say,
you're fitting a profile for sexual compulsivity is the
point. So tell him to go to SA.
Yeah, and you might want to look into this. If it's interfering with your productivity, if it's troubling to you, if you start getting into weird kinds of activities with your sexual behaviors where you might hurt yourself or somebody else, that is definitely time to look into it.
If you do it too many times...
All right. Just listen. Stop being so focused on your junk. Tony sounded... he sounded like every guy I work construction with. You realize? You know what it's like to talk to these guys during lunch?
Awful.
You know, all we could talk about was jet skis. That's all we had to talk about is the lake. When are you going to the lake?
The
I don't know. I don't know. First, I'm going to the river.
Uh-oh.
How do you get to the lake? Well, you follow the river. Then you see a dam. Yeah? On the other side of the dam, it's a lake. Then we just talk about lakes and rivers. That's it. And what we're going to do. We're bringing beer, you know. We're bringing a case. We're going to the lake. We're getting drunk. We're going to get drunk. We're going to do it at the river. And you know what? I got a 4x. I got a 4x. We're going to run over some crap. And we're going to get drunk. You know what we do? We take the 4x. We fold out the lounge chairs in the back of the 4x and we crank up the stereo. And that's where we drink the beer. And then we look at the river. We look at the river. And when we drive home, we close our eyes and we picture the river and the lake. And we got a jet ski. And I know I owe some child support for the kid, but I got to get that new Kirker pipe for the jet ski. And I want to get the jetting kit for the carbs, too. Give an extra 15, 20 horsepower. This is what life was. This is my life, talking to Tony on a stack of drywall about the river. Let me ask Tony real quick. Tony?
What happened?
You ever think about going to the river or the lake?
All the time. I have a 4x myself.
4x.
You're just thinking about asshole.
All right. All right. I know what goes on. And then once in a while, there's the there's Mecca or the fantasy. The Yellow Brick Road leads to Baja.
Oh, really?
Never. You don't go. You just talk about it. You know what we ought to do? We're going to get all the four bikes together, man. We'll put the bikes in there, put the jet skis in there, put surfboards in there, and that's off to Baja, man.
Where would they go?
Because you know what you do? Baja, $12 bottle, Jose Cuervo, over there, $9.50. Oh, dude. Seriously? That's right, man. A fifth? You go to Dale's Jr. out here, fifth's like $12, $13. Costco's like $8. Over there, $9. Wait a minute, that's more than Costco. Don't screw with the story, dude.
Okay,
we're going over there, we're getting
but
M80s.
But Tony has a problem and you're just making fun.
That's true.
That's why that's they're
true.
On the air, because you help some people and you make fun of other people.
He's not going to... He should go to SA, right?
He probably...
You know, go to SA. It's a great place to meet women.
I mean, he probably... Yeah, SA would be good if he would engage in that country, but he probably needs somebody to really assess him, because I don't think he would do the work. But,
they should have...
See, Drew cares.
They should have therapists down at the river.
Great idea.
Should
I'll
open
my cards down there.
You should,
put it in the back of a 4x?
No, I'd put it on, like, a pontoon boat and anchor a therapist out in the middle of the lake. Harold?
Hey, how you doing, guys? How you doing?
You're 22?
Yes, sir. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Right.
Got a question, kind of embarrassing, but I'm wondering if Dr. Drew knows of any medicines or anything out there for penile enlargement. I'm not, like, really small, but, of course, every guy always wants to be bigger, but...
Do you want to be bigger? Anybody here want to be bigger? Well, Adam, okay.
I have a friend. He's got a big problem because a lot of girls can't take it.
That's right.
He can't find a girlfriend.
We have way more complaints about too big, Harold, than too small.
Well, I mean, I'm like 5.5, 6, which is about average, they say.
That's perfect. There you go. Right. You said.
Why would you even consider?
Well, there's some positions that I can't do with my girlfriend. Seriously, there are some positions that you would need to be. I'm not so much like I want more length than I do width.
Harold, are there other things in your life that you can't do that you absolutely must do?
What about your NBA career?
Yeah, you got the NBA, or can you perform in Cirque du Soleil? There are things that you just can't do because that's your body, and that's fine. You work with what you got.
There's things a lot worse than a 6-inch penis.
Yeah, I have girlfriends that
I'm not like definitely thinking about doing it, but I mean it's always been like in the back of my mind, and I'm just wondering. You hear all these things advertised, these like pills and stuff. I'm just wondering. Is there if ever decided to definitely do it?
All right, Harold, listen to me. I just did a whole thing on this for the Man Show.
Okay,
it's not aired yet, but I did quite a bit of research. Okay, and the deal seems to be the pills and all that stuff and the creams. That's all nonsense.
It's all BS.
Yeah, and then the surgeries, like surgery, but you got to spend $10,000.
Exactly.
Where the skin comes from.
And ironically, the guys who are really interested in the penis usually don't make a lot of money because they spend a little too much time focusing on their groin instead of their future. And the skin comes from cadavers, which is funny. Or I don't know. Are you a cadaver when you die, or are you a cadaver when you get given to a medical?
So you really get a stiff one. You get a stiff one.
Yeah, you really do. Rigor mortis sets in. But listen, Harold.
Yes.
I did talk to a few guys who have these pumps.
Right.
And you give it a whirl.
Well, can I ask the female there a question about it then?
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to penis size, is it more the width than it is the length that you guys prefer? If you are preferring some kind of...
It's neither. You just have to know how to use it. I'm telling you, I have girlfriends that have broken up with guys because the penis was too big. And it just didn't work. I've never had a girlfriend that broke up with a guy that was too small.
Yes.
If you know what you're doing with it and you figure out how to please the woman, it's fine.
And the problem is guys who obsess over their penis, really, their penis just becomes a symbol for their low self-esteem.
Yes, yes.
And they focus on it, and nobody wants to be around that. Women can't stand that. And then the guys blame it on the penis, ironically what got them into trouble the first place. Not the size of it, the fact that they won't stop thinking about it and talking about it and obsessing over it.
Dead body, one intended for dissection.
Right. So you're not a cadaver if you buy it on your motorcycle. You're a cadaver if you buy it on your motorcycle and they drop you off at the college med school.
I don't think you need this. Just, work with what you've got. Figure out what the woman wants.
Oh, learn how to go down on them. That's all you broads want.
That's true.
That is so true. They figured out the one thing we don't want to do sexually and decided it was their favorite. Think about how diabolical that was.
Fits.
We're up for everything sexually, but the one thing that we consider a little bit of a pain in the ass, they've decided that's it.
And we
that's
love
the one
BJ.
We want. What is that? Do you?
No, I'm saying.
Do you love the BJ or do you not? You don't.
I'm fine with it. I'm just saying conversely as to what you're saying.
No, you mean when I give you the BJ, you love that.
I'm saying he's complaining that women figured out like the one thing.
Right, and you're saying
not so nice.
Even
exactly.
A BJ ain't the world's greatest treat either.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's fine.
But you know.
No, touche.
We're not,
what you're saying.
You know, but boys, you know, we're not open. You know, we don't have, it's, so it's a little
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Okay, hi.
Hi. What's up, buddy?
No, but that's right. You want to suck on a finger, you want to suck on an open wound.
I'd like to stop talking about this, actually.
All right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. You want to eat a corn dog or you want to enter a pie eating contest?
My mother-in-law is so listening right now.
Okay, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pat Mike is here from NoFX along with his lovely wife, foul mouth there. And we've been having such a good time that we've really been neglecting our music playing duties on this show. So we're going to hear something from the NoFX Rancid collaboration CD where they each cover six of each other's songs, which I think is a really interesting idea. We are alive.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's just
you're a very nice man.
Creative. Thank you. Yeah. I like that. Hey, you know, you hear a lot of crappy ideas in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
How about the other one, the 46 songs CD? You know?
Yeah. That's pretty good. 45 or 46. Is it 46?
It's 45 or 46 songs that weren't good enough to go on our other records.
Right. But that's subjective. You know what I mean? People may like this more.
Maybe.
They may think you're nuts for not putting it on the first time. That's what I'm guessing is going to happen.
That'd be nice.
Big backlash. People angry that they're forced to buy your other records. Could backfire on you. Manuel?
Yes.
You're 20 years old. What's up?
Hello. Hey, Fat Mike, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, I'm a big fan. Long time. Saw you guys Thursday play. You guys ruled.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible show.
That little blonde girl on the front wouldn't smile.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to ask, because I've been a punk rocker, I don't know, since I was like a kid, and you guys were the first ones to influence me, and I know you guys go way back. I was just wondering, what do you see, like, the main differences between the old school scene and the new school scene, seeing how the new school scene has gone so mainstream, and a lot of bands going to major record labels and stuff like that?
I'll tell you what I think the big difference is punk rock used to be about politics and social change, and now they're singing about girls and trying not to offend people. You know, like the big popular punk bands on the radio.
Well, like,
and
who,
I'm trying to. Huh?
Who are the big popular punk bands?
Well, I'm not. No, I'm just, you know, like Blink 182 or Green Day. You know, they're singing about. You know,
are they? Is that punk though? I mean, I don't even. Really,
well, they
think
were
of
punk
it.
Bands when we used to play together 10 years ago. We were all playing little punk clubs.
Right.
They just happened to get popular.
Right.
But like, you know, I sing a lot of, like, I have a new song called "The Idiot Son of an Asshole" about, you know, George Bush, obviously. And I'm trying to get kids to think about something, but
right.
Punk rock hasn't been about that because for 8 years or 10 years, things were pretty good in this country.
Mm.
And now things are getting, you know, pretty screwed. And punk rock should be about politics. That's the big difference from old school punk rock and new school punk rock.
What do you think about, like, the whole, like, thing about, like, Ticketmaster and stuff like that? Because before, you used to be able to, I hear things like, you used to be able to go to shows and just show up, you know, Bad Religion would play at, like, the side of a desert or something,
well,
randomly.
Punk rock's popular now, so it's harder to get tickets.
So do you think punk rock will ever be the same as it was before? Do you think we can ever go back to, like,
no.
You know, the old DIY, do-it-yourself?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to do it yourself, go play your friend's garage. That's what we used to do. We toured the country playing people's houses.
Definitely.
You know, but, yeah, times have changed. So.
All right, but these conversations.
And don't jerk off so much, okay?
Yeah, easy. Yeah, is punk rock more popular now than it was 10 years ago?
For sure.
But not in 1979 or 78,
it was only
it?
Popular for a couple years in the
right.
late 70s.
Right.
And the Sex Pistols were the only punk band, I think, that had a gold record. And that took 15 years to go gold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Never mind, the Bullocks went gold here recently.
Wasn't your sense?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
My sense, that was a big deal back then.
What's
when
that?
We were younger.
The press was huge.
But they weren't
the
selling.
Record sales weren't that
interesting.
Huge.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, listen, I did my part. I saw the Plasmatics twice in 1980-81.
The Clash sold records, but they really got commercial.
So. Yeah. And
but
I don't
playing
know.
Playing the US Festival, you know?
I don't know how many records the Clash sold before they got a little more, what you call mainstream.
Mm.
All right. What do you want to do? We can take one more call.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we talking to? Let's talk to Jared. Jared?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
You got to be really pissed about that Subway campaign, right?
Yeah.
Fat guy named Jared. Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, we only got a few seconds here.
You should sue them for ruining your life.
What's the question?
Yeah, my girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, we broke up, and she was 3 months pregnant, and we were together for 3 months. So she was kind of talking to her ex before, and then she came back to me and told me, like, she told him that she didn't want to talk to him anymore, and now she's going to move back to Arizona, but she kind of made it seem like she wanted to stay and live with me.
Is your girlfriend just a lot of chaos?
Yeah, a little bit, but not really.
No, she is.
We were living together for a while, and then...
all right, so what's the question?
Should I stop her from moving back to Arizona, or should I...
Is there a kid? Do you have? Is she pregnant with your kid?
She had an abortion.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
With your child?
Yeah. No, with her ex's.
Okay.
She's really confusing.
Jared, she sounds chaotic to me.
Yeah.
If she's moving to Arizona, I think you should let her go to Arizona.
She's telling you something by wanting to do so, too.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how you stop someone from moving. I mean, I guess you can shoot out their tires or something, but if someone announces they're moving to Arizona, I don't know what you can do about it. And who'd be high enough to move to Arizona? It is so goddamn hot in that place.
And no Martin Luther King Day, either.
That's right. Hot and no holidays. And it's not so much about the paying tribute to a slain black civil rights leader, but it's not getting the day off school that really chaps my hide, Drew.
I understand that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.